Welcome to Season 7, Episode 9. Yep, Hunter Logan Unmiked. Whew, this one's going to be a little bit of a doozy for me, I believe. Now, we get right into it. I have been working on separating myself as an artist from HLE Radio. Kind of confusing because they kind of overlap. Because I started out as an artist. It's what I did for a living, entertaining. So I had a digital footprint as an artist before I had a digital footprint as a radio guy and as a radio station. But being basically 20 years of not doing artistry and doing radio, that kind of took over. And then God gives the artist part back. And now it kind of overlaps. So it gets a little bit confusing. So it's time to separate the artist from the radio. Because social media is so big, we have to try to make things match up. So to do all of this, thehunterlogan.com is going to be the handle for all social media. So it'll be The Hunter Logan. That'll be Instagram. That'll be YouTube. That'll be Facebook. That'll be Twitter. That'll be TikTok. The Hunter Logan. There's a Hunter Logan hockey player. There's The Hunter Logan will be everything. So it'll be The Hunter Logan music. TheHunterLogan.com. The Hunter Logan, whatever. The Hunter Logan will be everything. Hunter Logan, the artist. So you keep that in mind. The Hunter Logan. So we're getting all of that matched up, where it all goes together. Now, I'm not doing this. I'm having someone do this for me because I don't know how to do it. And praise the Lord that the Lord sent them to help me do it. Because if we had to come out of pocket for that, we couldn't afford it. But the Lord has seen fit to bless me with help because he knew we needed it. He knew I needed it. So we're working. I'm getting all that together because I got a brand new album coming out in September. See, September 20th is going to be the release date in Micanopy, Florida. I just finished up. Today is the, 17th? So Friday, the 14th, I finished up the last song for the album. Writing it, that is. Still got to record them. So I have 3 songs left to record. Problem is I sold a bunch of extra equipment to pay for the album, to record these songs, right? And all this equipment I sold, it was just extra equipment I had, and I was going to use that money for the album. Well, I had to use that money to pay the station bills because we didn't have enough money coming in. We didn't have enough money for the station bills, so I spent my CD money that was basically the money I had for the CD. Pay for the production, to pay for the recording, all that. That money currently is gone because it didn't come in for the station. So I had to make a command decision. Keep the station open or record the song. So station's open. And the songs are on hold until we can get some money to replace it. Now I'm out of stuff to sell. I don't have anything left to sell, so God's going to have to make a way. And if God wants that done, he'll make a way. He really will. That's all I can say. He'll make a way. He gave me the songs, no doubt. There's 3 of them that have to be recorded before September. And that's... we're looking at right at $4,000. I don't know. We'll see. That's nothing for God, though. I mean, I always say if it's God's will, it's his bill. But I have the album completed with the songs that are going on it. I'll still be able to do the live show regardless, whether those are recorded or not. We'll have at least 7 of the 10 songs recorded, even if we don't get the money to finish it. So, and that's better than nothing. And we'll have the single that we're going to release in July. So, we'll be okay with that. Like I said, the website's getting redone and going to be better than ever. But all of that got me to thinking. It really did. Because it's been such a hard time getting this together, right? Artist-wise, and some of the stuff I'm experiencing now, fighting this. And I had to fight a lot of this stuff out in the world, too. You know, it was always get a real job. You'll never be good enough. And I start to, you know, you start to wonder if maybe that's really true to some degree. I did make a living. At a point in time, I did make my living playing music. I did. It came at a great cost, though. And then you find yourself, I was going to be honest with you, you know, you look back and you think about even what you're doing now, music-wise, right? It's like none of your immediate family is excited about your music at all. And that kind of weighs on you from time to time. You chunk it back, but then at certain times, you're like, It's like, my wife doesn't really have an interest in it. And they can say, well, you know, she's dealing with her sickness now and, you know, her injury, and she got a lot of, but it wouldn't matter. Even when she didn't have that to deal with, there was never the interest in it. In fact, it took me, I don't know, I'd always have to say, she couldn't even tell you 5 songs I'd done, which was true. And after saying that a couple times, she finally learned 5 songs that I did. My kids, they could care less. They don't, nothing about my music excites them at all. It really doesn't. Like, it's just, so if the people around you don't care for what you're doing, maybe that's a good indication that what you're doing is not that good anyway. Because at the very best, I was playing for drunks anyway. I was playing in bars and the Carnival Cruise Lines. I mean, the people on there, they were just passing a good time. I was just racket, really. Do you think you're racket for Jesus, right? Are you just making noise? It's worth pondering for a bit, though, you know, because I started out playing guitar. That's what I did. I was a lead guitar player. The question was asked, well, when did you start singing? When did you know you wanted to sing? Well, I didn't. First gig, we're playing and nobody's singing. So just out of necessity, that's all it was. I just happened to know the words to the majority of the songs. This is a whole, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I am really grateful to be able to get a chance to do this. But when you feel like you have to justify it or fight it even to the people around you, maybe it's time to stop and think about that for a minute and say, oh, maybe, you know, I don't know. Am I going to stop writing? And do it? No, I'm not. Because evidently, I mean, God's given me that, the writing part. It comes. So I'm not going to stop that. I don't have delusions of grandeur. I'm not chasing anything as I once was. I'm not. I just want to make sure I'm putting in the effort in the right places. I just want to make sure I'm doing the right things the right way. Those are things, or that's a thing that, you know, fight with. It's a serious thing for me. I debated on if I would talk about this on a podcast or not, but I felt the need to. So it's about as vulnerable as I'll get, or I could be. Again, the worst thing you can do, and I say this all the time, is compare. You don't ever compare yourself to anyone or anybody, and I don't. You know, I understand me. I am not the type of artist that can just take a guitar or stand and people can go, I don't have a big old baritone voice. People can say, oh, wow, that's not me. I'm an entertainer. Always have been. That's me. I entertain. I know that. I can stay on pitch, but I entertain. A lot of times through songs, stories, words. That's how I was able to keep people drinking. That's why they had me back. I keep a crowd. I'm an entertainer. You can do that for Jesus too. And still get the message across. Just one of those things. You wonder, you know, it's like. And who knows, I might have created that myself by keeping them away from. The kids were too small. I couldn't get them in the bar rooms when I was doing the bar rooms. So I don't know. One thing I do know, God's gifts are without repentance. And he guides our path. And he's going to guide mine. And where he leads, I will follow. This I do know. Well, I'm going to leave it right there. I don't know what we'll get into on the next one. But hey, God loves you. I love you. Go check out thehunterlogan.com. Been updated. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Hunter Logan. On the next one, we'll talk about the new album. Remember Matthew 6:33. See ya.